This is KCUR 89.3. Black activists in St. Louis County called attention to justice reform ahead of the August primaries. Their efforts helped unseat the county prosecutor, who played a major role in the Michael Brown case. But it's unclear whether the same strategies will work in the November midterms, when voters may feel national candidates have little effect on what happens close to home. Ashley Listenby of St. Louis Public Radio has the second story of the Beyond the Ballot statewide series.
Rodney Brown is a part of an effort called St. Louis Action Council, led by young Black progressives to get residents to care about policy. They mainly use meetings and digital campaigns to get people involved. I met with Brown at a South St. Louis coffee shop weeks before the August primary race to talk about issues that affect St. Louisans of color. Brown and other volunteers played a major part in helping Ferguson Councilman Wesley Bell defeat St. Louis County Prosecutor Bob McCullough in the Democratic primary.
We're saying bye to Bob and ushering in hopefully a new era in prosecutor politics.
But Brown thinks local Black voters remain disillusioned by national major party candidates.
I do see a lot of Black people who realize that the main stage of politics may not answer or address their immediate needs.
He says instead of turning to the two major political parties or a third party, concerned Black voters are taking a grassroots approach in St. Louis because some believe Democrats and Republicans spend their time
creating candidates, funneling resources into their platforms. When I say candidates, I mean white candidates. You don't see the same support for Black women.
Take Cori Bush, for example. The St. Louis activist took on incumbent U.S. Representative Lacey Clay, who isn't white, but has lots of notoriety. Clarissa Hayward is a political science expert at Washington University. She writes books on race and politics and has some thoughts about why Bush lost.
And that primary race was very different because her opponent was Lacey Clay. And there's a large percentage of establishment Democrats, including some voters who are people of color, who are very supportive of Lacey Clay. So I think he's just a very different opponent than the opponent that Wesley Bell faced.
Democratic U.S. Senator Claire McCaskill was another clear frontrunner in the primaries.
I think it'll be very difficult to take on the DNC at that level. It's really different from the level of taking on, like, a county prosecutor.
Hayward thinks voters of color are looking for clear and immediate local impact. Bell's win showed that locals are more interested in voting when issues they care about are at stake.
When we look at the criminal justice reforms that are sorely needed in St. Louis County, I think it's time for a change to effectuate policies that actually work, that keep us safer.
That's Bell when we talked back in February after he filed for the race. In his view, those policies include community policing, drug courts, and mental health treatment for nonviolent offenders.
And when you look at where we are now and the lack of reforms that are effective, it's really time for us to reevaluate and bring that office into the 21st century.
Advocates held town meetings, canvassed, and used digital outreach campaigns to attract voters. Hayward thinks there might be something else that could encourage midterm voting among people of color and young people in the region.
So I think that with Wesley Bell, there were both things. There was anger and there was enthusiasm about an alternative candidate. I think with the Senate election, there probably is a lot of anger on the left about Trump and among millennials and among people of color.
So what about in November?
The enthusiasm may not be there. It would have to be a sense of urgency, a sense that this is really an emergency.
Missouri largely supported Donald Trump in 2016. The midterms may not be the race where the grassroots approach to mobilize local voters, especially Black voters, may work as well as it has in high-stakes local races. In St. Louis, I'm Ashley Listenby.